The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it was a beautiful weekend. While many of us were out on a boat, going for a bike ride, at a ball game, doing some yard work, there were about 2,000 delegates attending a convention in Grand Rapids. These were the Michigan Republicans meeting to pick candidates for statewide races. Joining us right now from the Detroit News, he was there as well, covering this for the news, Craig Mauger. Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever seen anything play out quite the way that it did this weekend? This was really unusual, wasn't it?
No, I haven't. I mean, it was definitely a memorable event. The party, the Republican Party, it's just a fact. I mean, the party's standing at this crossroads of which direction to go. And, you know, I don't think the convention over the weekend settled it, but there are very passionate feelings about this.
There certainly are. And in the end, I mean, if you want to boil it down to the Trump versus the non-Trump faction of Republicans in Michigan, the Trump faction won, right?
Yeah. And I think it's also more so the, you know, how favorable to Trump. I mean, I think there's a lot of support for Trump across the convention delegates. But, you know, there's a faction of delegates who, you know, are 100% with Trump on everything. And then a faction that says, hey, we have to focus on trying to win elections in November and nominating candidates who Trump might not like but can win over independent voters. You know, that's a lot of the divide in the party. And I think, you know, it's clear, it's not an exaggeration, that the divide is also over what to do on this subject of the 2020 election. I mean, the most ardent supporters of the former president are maintaining these unproven claims that there was fraud in the election that swung the election. You know, that's one group of the delegates. There are other delegates who say, you know, Trump lost the election. We don't like some of the decisions that were made on how to administer the election, but we have to move on from relitigating the 2020 election. And I think that's a very clear divide. And it's also clear that the side that is focused on relitigating the last election, that side won. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
How close was it? Do we know what the vote count was between the candidates?
Yes. So, I mean, there were two key offices considered at this convention. One was Secretary of State, and Christina Caramo, who was Donald Trump's preferred candidate, beat two opponents in the first ballot of voting. And she got about 2/3 of the delegates in support, which was very impressive. I mean, neither of her opponents, Chesterfield Township Clerk Cindy Berry or State Representative Vola Faye, were anywhere near her. So she won overwhelmingly. For Attorney General, Matt DiPerno, who was backed by Trump, was in a race with former State House Speaker Tom Leonard and State Representative Ryan Berman. That race was much closer. You had to get 50% on the first ballot to take the endorsement. DiPerno got 49% on the first ballot, sending it to a second ballot where it was a runoff between him and Tom Leonard, and it was still very close. He got 54% on the second ballot to win, and Leonard got 46%.
Now, the question is, will the Republicans that didn't support DiPerno or Caramo, will they hold their nose and vote for them anyway because they'd rather vote for a Republican than a Democrat?
You know, I think there's going to be a, as it stands right now, I mean, there's a lot of time. Sometimes these emotions go away as the November election gets closer, because we've heard things like this before. But there is a chunk of Republicans who will not vote for DiPerno and Caramo. I mean, that was said to me many, many times. There was a memorable moment when I was sitting on the press riser, and after it became clear who the nominees were going to be, a longtime Republican insider, someone that I've known for quite a while, he walked up to me and he said, I'm done with the party. And then he left the convention hall as it was almost over. But, I mean, those are some of the moments that I'm going to remember. There is a level of consternation within the GOP that right now that I don't remember being there, you know, in the decade that I've covered the Michigan Republican Party.
Wow. Wow, that's really interesting. These were the two key races that that a lot of people were watching. There are some others though that were nominations made for university boards of regents and things like that.
Yeah, there were a lot of interesting kind of undercard races for the university boards. Very competitive race for the University of Michigan Board of Regents, and a longtime former regent, Andrea Fisher Newman, lost in that race. Michigan State University Board of Trustees, another really interesting story that would get more attention, not for everything else that occurred, but Melanie Foster, who was an incumbent Board of Trustee member, was not renominated by the Republican.
Wow.
This points to the turmoil. I mean, that's all I can say, really.
Yeah, and I can think of no better word for it than turmoil. That's evident. Now, do they meet again later this summer to sort of reconfirm this, or is this it? This is done.
No, I mean, I would say it's as close to done as it could possibly be right now, but it's not official until August, because under state policy, the candidates for these positions are officially nominated in August. Right now, under the Michigan GOP's rules, it would be incredibly difficult to undo any of these nominations, any of these endorsements, I should say, before the nominations. It would take 75% of the delegates in August to overturn this, and we're expected we'll have a new crop of delegates voting in August. However, you know, it's widely expected among GOP people that the delegates in August are going to be even more pro-Trump than this pool of delegates was.
Very, very interesting. Craig, appreciate your reporting, and I appreciate you sharing it with us this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.